Welcome to the Nitty Gritty of Real Estate Podcast. Today, we're going to be talking about the 2024 housing market updates in Southern Arizona. Welcome back to the Nitty Gritty of Real Estate Podcast. Today, we're actually going to be talking about the market update happening here in 2024 in Southern Arizona. I have Alicia Sanchez with me. One of our buyer's agents, and we're just going to have a little friendly chat about what's going on in the market, and how we can help buyers and sellers be more informed when they are buying or selling here in Southern Arizona.
We know that last year we had a couple ups and downs, so I'm sure a lot of people who are looking to buy this year, they want a fair understanding of what the market looks like and what to expect in the upcoming months.
Yeah. And I know you work with a lot of buyers, and I'm sure you're hearing less and less that the market's going to crash and all the prices are going to go down.
Right.
Now we're really talking about affordability and kind of what the market is doing so that they have more of an understanding of now how do we tackle the market since we know it's not. So let's start out with days on market. Days on market is really, really important. It is essentially how many days it takes for a property to go under contract in any multiple listing service. And I know that's something that you use when you're working with buyers to tell kind of where the potential negotiations could be happening in regards to a property price, depending on how long it's been on the market.
Right. So when we're looking at houses, something we always look at is the days on market. We want to know when it went live, how much traffic it's had. And if we know that if the average days on market is going to be 30 days and it's been on the market for example, 40 days, we know that we're going to have a little more wiggle room for negotiations.
Awesome. And so here in Southern Arizona, our median days on market is 30, which is up from the previous year. And we are seeing in certain markets that if something is sitting on the market after a certain amount of days, then it goes for a price reduction or a price improvement. Everyone has different terminology for it.
Yes.
And when we do that, it then has to sit on the market again, typically for the year average days on market. So it could be double in certain areas if we're not pricing properties correctly. Have you seen that a little bit on the market as well?
Yes, I've definitely seen that. And it's something to consider. Like you were mentioning last year, we were having less days on market. I'm curious about your statement. When you said that the days on market last year were less, do you remember what the average was so we can compare it to what we're seeing now?
I don't know exactly what the average was last year, but in the last couple years, it's been less than 30 days. And that's super abnormal for a lot of sellers. A lot of sellers are expecting when they put it on the market, they're going to get offers within a few days, if not maybe a week or so.
Right.
They're not expecting to sit on the market for almost a month before they would see an offer that looks valid to them.
Right.
And we are still seeing, please don't get me wrong, we are still seeing some very, very quick sales. It's just we are also seeing a lot of properties still sit on the market as well, because we do have some sellers that are still of the understanding that they can put their house on the market at the price that they think it's worth and expect it to sell almost immediately, like it was back in 2021, in early 22, where it was essentially a seller's market. The seller said, this is what I want, and this is what they got.
Yeah, that was a completely different time. And this data here definitely helps the sellers know what we need to price the home at, what the trends have been in that particular area. Because if we're looking at a neighborhood, maybe on the south side versus on the north side, maybe Marana, I would say, you know, days on market might be different. The types of home might be different. So it's something that we have to consider. And I think the data really really helps you make an informed decision.
Absolutely. And you actually hit the nail on the head there. We are so pocketed here in Tucson and Southern Arizona that you can literally cross the street into a different neighborhood and your days on market can be drastically different because it is a coveted neighborhood versus a neighborhood that is a little bit more average. I hate saying that, but like we do have some really cutesy, kitschy neighborhoods that are super, like, people want to live in those neighborhoods versus your typical new build cookie cutter neighborhoods, just because some people want the historic versus wanting something a little more tracked or cookie cutter.
Yeah.
So in that, our median sales price right now is $360,000. So that's essentially what we consider our first time home buyer price.
Yeah, and I think this is really good for buyers to see, because if you're a first time buyer and you're comparing the home prices today to what they saw in 2021 when their friends bought, it's a completely different range. So I think looking at this data and understanding what the median is now helps them feel better that knowing that this is the market that we're in and what we're going to have to work with.
Yeah. And then you talked about buyers.
Mm-hmm.
Where are you seeing a lot of your buyers? Like, around what price points are your buyers typically in?
I would say...
Or a good chunk of them, maybe not on average.
Yeah, I would say a good chunk between 200 and 350. That seems like the range that we're placing ourselves in. And sometimes a little bit lower, which makes it harder for them. But I would say this is pretty accurate to what I'm seeing.
Yeah. Well, and what she's referencing is actually our buyer pools that we can see for our stats. And if there's anybody watching in Southern Arizona and would like some information in regards to stats, please feel free to reach out to us. We will have an email in the description bar below that you can speak to one of our real estate agents, and they can talk to you a little bit more about stats in a specific area to help you out. But our buyer pools right now are between 200 and 500,000. Those are our biggest. There's three big buyer pools of 200 to 300, 300 to 400, and 400 to 500. And our biggest of those three is the 300 to 400. So right in that giant buyer pool is where our median sales price sits.
Yeah.
So we were talking about listings. When we were doing that, we were talking a little bit about days on market, and if something is priced correctly, it doesn't really sit on the market as long. But then you have others that, if they're not priced correctly, they sit on the market a little bit longer, have to go through a price correction, and then they get sold.
Yeah.
Is there some type of percentage or something that gets calculated to tell you kind of what the difference between what it lists at versus what it sells at?
Yes, it is the list to price ratio. This is comparing what the home is listed at initially and the price that a buyer would come in and pay for it. And this is the ending price after possibly a price drop, after negotiations. So it does fall on your agent as well and understanding what their percentage is.
Hey everyone, we want to interrupt this episode to let you know that we are a Keller Williams Southern Arizona franchise.
We are also realtors practicing equal housing. Now let's get you back to the podcast.
And their ability to negotiate on your behalf for the best price for that home.
Awesome. So on average in the Southern Arizona market, it's a 98% list to sales price ratio. And with that, it helps you making sure as a seller, that's something that you can actually ask the listing agent of, like, what is your ratio? Because it helps to make sure that the agent that you hire has a full understanding of the market.
Yeah.
And that's why stats are so important. And that's why here on our team, we dig into these stats and we make sure we understand these numbers at a really high level. Because not only do we want to make sure that our sellers are getting the best price for their home, but we also want to make sure that our buyers are getting the best price for their home.
Yeah.
I know it seems like it's a double-edged sword, but as real estate agents, that's our job. Mm-hmm. Our job is to make sure that the public understands what the market is doing at a really high level. And we work really, really hard to make sure that we can portray that to the public as much as possible.
You make a really good point on having sellers ask their agent that question, because it makes sure that the agent knows what they're doing. They know how to look at the market statistics and price their homes. Because at the end of the day, that's one of their biggest assets. And it's important to make sure you're making the right decision.
Mm-hmm.
And same thing on the buyer side. You want an agent that is looking at statistics in your area, understands what the market trends were like, because it's a big decision for you and you want to feel confident in your decision, especially if you are comparing different areas, different neighborhoods. I had a client who wanted to buy a home or still wants to buy a home, and he eventually rented out. So part of, you know, working with him is explaining what the market looks like when it comes to selling in that area, renting in that area, so he knows what to expect. So being able to have that insight from an agent helps you as a buyer make a more informed decision.
Yeah. And I think you and I have had this discussion before. Why would you look at nationwide weather? Because that's not what's happening in the city that you're living in. So yeah. Why would you look at nationwide market data for real estate?
Yes.
Why wouldn't you go directly to a real estate agent and say, hey, what's happening in the market?
Mm-hmm.
Because those stats are really important. I mean, we say that a home is one of the biggest purchases you could make. Why not make a really great informed decision by using informed tactic by using the
real stats
to do it?
And on the other side of that, a lot of people are relying on what they see on the internet, the biggest headlines or hearsay. But what we really should be looking at is real data. It's facts. And I mean, that's going to be the best way to really understand what's happening and make your own informed decision.
Absolutely. So thank you so much for going over this with me. I'll say it again, if you want more information about Southern Arizona market stats, please feel free to go to the email address in the description bar below and email us, and we will have an agent reach out to you and getting you some data. Whether it is that you own a house here or you're looking to buy a house here, we want to at least make sure you're making an informed decision. So we are here to help with that and get you market information.
Thank you for listening and watching the Nitty Gritty of Real Estate podcast here with the Tom J. Krieger team of Keller Williams, Southern Arizona. If you are interested in buying a home, selling a home, or even investing in real estate, we have 5,000 agents across the country that we can connect you to. If you need any free resources, feel free to check out our website at www.thetjkteam.com. We hope you have a great day.